grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Love. Do it,
man. Welcome to the studio, Chris Fowley.
Hey, thank you.
Now you've just come from the big time. You've been in front of the camera this afternoon, but why?
Well, okay, so today, we just did a piece for Seven Sharp. If people want to watch that tonight, I'll be interested myself in how it comes out.
Makeup or no makeup?
None, we keep it real. Yeah. So, and that is part of the thing. So I'm part of a medicinal cannabis startup called PharmaCann New Zealand. And we have formed a research partnership with AUT, Auckland University of Technology, to research and develop medicinal cannabis products that we can get to the New Zealand market quickly and affordably.
Are you the only sort of startup company that's so far partnered with some sort of academia?
I believe so. I'm not sure on that, but I haven't heard of anyone else doing it. And for us, I mean, we identify that you know, these things can take a very long time, and the overseas companies already have a massive head start on us. Mm-hmm. Canada, for example, 20 years.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to just do cookie cutter stuff or just to, you know, do stuff that people overseas are already doing. We want to develop something unique that you know, is from New Zealand and takes advantage of our climate and our genetics, but that is focused primarily on New Zealand patients, so that we can, by partnering with AUT, we can, you know, really accelerate what we're doing, take advantage of all these smart young people, PhD students, and the technology that they have there, the laboratories, and they're very enthusiastic about this project too, and that's really important.
Yeah,
you know, because there's a lot that needs to be resolved, not just in terms of product development, but in terms of efficacy and in answering all these sorts of questions. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we were talking today that no one's done a study on the effects of CBD on driving, for example.
Mm.
Now, CBD is non-psychoactive. Everyone will presume that there is no effect, but you kind of still need to do the study.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot that we can do, and the aim is that when the regulations go through with the new medicinal cannabis bill at about this time next year, or possibly through to the end of the year, certainly the bill will have taken effect by about this time next year, and the regulations will take, you know, the next 6 months or so to work out, you know, that we want to hit the ground running. So by having this partnership, we can get a lot out of the way under the current law, which does allow production and cultivation and research of cannabis, but it just doesn't allow that commercial side of it yet.
Okay.
Now, this is kind of, I guess, you know, a traditional sort of Kiwi thing, but is there opportunity for us, if we're doing some actual medical research or proper scientific research, to get, like, start pioneering in this field?
Is that the traditional? I was waiting for the traditional Kiwi thing.
Yeah, like,
is
kind
that
of the number eight, why?
Oh, we knocked the bastard off.
We've done this. We're the first people to do this. We're, you know, like,
Nick,
absolutely too much, you know.
Absolutely, and this is what we want to do. You know, this is what you get to do by partnering with a research institution, is find out all those things, and you know, you've got to have a bit of a niche and a bit of something different, but also to be able to do things cheaper. And we're really confident from looking at you know, cost of things like Sativex that are just, it makes it unaffordable for most patients. Right, mm-hmm. They might be able to afford one round of it if they're lucky, and then, you know, most people don't renew their prescriptions because it's $1,500 a month. Yeah. Their version of CBD, which just got approved in the United States this week by the FDA, which is the first plant-derived cannabis medicine that the FDA have approved, that isn't a synthetic one, $5,000 US a month is their version of CBD. Now, you could make a generic version of that for probably $5 or $10. You know, it just doesn't make any sense why they're so expensive. But that's certainly not what we want to do. We want to, you know, use this partnership with AUT to really quickly bring products to market and do it at really affordable prices.
Is it all going to be sort of a CBD based?
No. You want to have both and balanced and different ratios, and that'll be part of the research that goes on is working out there. A lot of
pure THC is a real bad time. I watched a video. It's a bad
time. Well, I guess in high doses, and it depends.
One video.
It's a bad time.
Depends on the person.
You need to have a balance of CBD and THC.
In general, yeah. And people do often talk about that entourage effect.
Can I just say, if you were in a laboratory situation and someone is mainlining THC into your vein, you're probably not going to have the best time.
But,
you know?
But when the CBD THC was mainlined, person was cracking up and having the time of their life. So, and it was kind of like a mother or something. It was quite a weirdly controlled thing that I watched. Just on that.
Sounds like we have a volunteer for a trial.
Okay, fuck. What do I need to put up? I'm putting everything up right now. Let's say I purchase some marijuana. Okay. What is the general ratio of just the marijuana that I'm purchasing of like THC to CBD? I know it would vary, but what would be like the general?
Well, generally the CBD is very low, and in fact, because you can feel THC but you can't feel CBD, so over the thousands of years that people have cultivated cannabis for its drug effects, they haven't felt the CBD, so it hasn't been something that they've selected for. So over time, people have picked the ones that have both more glands, the calyxes that produce it, but also in among those glands, you have this pathway where it starts from a compound called CBG, and that either becomes THC or CBD. And originally, it was one of the two, 50-50, you got equal blends.
That's
the beginning one. That turns into THC or CBD, and it's originally they were equal, but over time people have selected for the ones that are mutated, so that the one that would have coded for CBD has instead coded for THC, and so we've ended up with much higher, and that's why when you elevate THC, CBD goes down, and vice versa.
We've got another volunteer that's just texted in as well. So. I'm sure plenty of volunteers, BFM.
Yeah, that probably won't be the issue. Yeah. I think.
Have you heard of anyone? This is kind of off topic, but have you ever heard of anyone mainlining THC and CBD?
I don't know what this video is, you know. I haven't. It's not directly kind of soluble in that kind of way. I don't know. I mean, maybe they've got it suspended and something. I'm not quite sure. Don't know if that will be a delivery method that we'll be looking at, but certainly, in fact, I could probably guarantee it won't. But you never know, you know, hospital setting. One of the exciting things about AUT with their drug delivery research group is they are looking at
all the
really
toys. They've
interesting.
Got all the toys.
Yeah, they got all the toys, doing things like 3D printing on a nanoscale, so that you're actually like building these little scaffolds that you've got the active pharmaceutical ingredients in there and locked away, but dissolving it on a time release or whatever, right? Yeah, really interesting things. Yeah, so
I'm picturing the little dozers in the Fraggle Rock right now. It's not that, is it?
Hey, Chris, this is great news, but I just, while we're in the midst of the segment, I feel like we should talk up next Thursday.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
What's happening next Thursday?
Roll up. What first is? Thursdays.
Right on. Come on. Yeah, Hemp Store. You're all going to be there,
yeah,
right?
We're doing this scenario at the Hemp Store. Come along and have a get amongst. Maybe like show your face.
First Thursdays, of course, is a huge big carnival that happens biannually on K Road. If you haven't been before, K Road is stacked.
It's the first Thursday of every month.
Of every
biannual month. So in the middle of winter.
It's
and
a bit confusing because it's every first Thursday.
And we'll be in Cocktail Corner down there as well, won't we, John? See, there's going to be coffee. You got the coffee machine kicking
on? Yeah, we'll just lay it on for free for the night, you know, because sometimes you want to come out for the night on a cold, wintry night. Well, hopefully it won't be too cold.
Right.
But
also,
you might need a wee coffee to get going, you know?
For sure. We'll have a rolling competition as well for anybody that feels like they've got mad finger skills when it comes to rolling J's. I know there's a few of you out there. My brother does a good cross joint.
Whatever. Yeah, and crass. Yeah, and there's might even be a couple of spot prizes.
Ha, John, get out of here, man.
Well, it is a joint venture between BFM Drive and the Hemp Store, so.
Great. Let's rehash these games.
We'll see you there. We'll see you there next Thursday. It's going to be a great night. From 4 to 7, we will be at the Hemp Store on K Road having a bloody good time. Come along, please. Why don't you?
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.